I'm not dead. That's a great way to start, isn't it? Sorry. It's something past 11 in the morning. I can't see, I don't have my glasses on. I don't know where they are. I woke up, I don't know, a couple of minutes ago. So I'm not dead. I just disappeared. Sorry, it's just... It's been a bit rough, so if you might not know. I don't know how much I've told you. I recorded a lot of rambles and then I didn't post them because I got personal, too personal, meh. So my father has been in hospital and out of hospital. I don't know if you know this. Some of you know this. My banshee slash brother is autistic and he's legally blind and I'm sort of carer slash sibling slash potential murderer. It's not actually funny. So tired. So yeah, that's something, and I kind of look after my parents as well. So, my dad caught something in hospital. That makes it sound like he's been fucking around. It actually doesn't. I just have a dirty mind. It doesn't make... But you know that's happened to someone. I sound like I'm hysterical. You know that's happened to someone. That they've done something in the hospital and they got something. Okay, no. So, yeah, there was an infection and then it was bad. And, well, banshee doesn't deal well with panic. And, it's just, I keep doing this. It's just hard. It's just hard. I hate to be one of those people who's... I'm a nice girl. I'm not a nice girl. I'm a bitch. I'm trash. But I do put other people before myself. But not you. Which is... I'm sorry about that. Sorry. It's just, I'm not good at juggling. And audio takes time, but more than that, audio takes emotion and heart. And I don't really feel like I've had any heart for the last... Oh, fucking God, it's been so long. I'm sorry. Ah, I have to get up. It's okay. I'm still hoping I can pull October back. Only, you know, October was meant to be the time when everything's settled. But prevalent use of antibiotics have rendered blah 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 yeah blah, blah. Turns out some infections are very hard to treat in old. I was about to say something so bad. In old men, they don't take care of themselves.
I haven't been taking care of myself.
I haven't drunk any water in far too long. Do you know dehydration headaches are a thing? Well, they are. So, we're gonna focus on words. The demon shit tonight. I'm hoping to knock out 15. I know. Ambitious. And then the angel shit. The angel shit's going to be harder, because it's harder to be cute than to be sexy. Which is kind of weird, because my default setting is cute, and I'm not sexy. But it's just easier to be evil. I'll give you an example. Think of a sentence. I'm a cat. Fuck's sake. Being cute? Oh, fucking hell. It's so awkward.
So awkward. Why is it so awkward? Because I am an awkward person. Sorry, I had my hand in front of my mouth. It doesn't really make for great sound. I know. So sorry. I'm a cat. I can't do it. I can't make it cute. It's harder to be cute. I'm a cat. I'm a cat. Oh, no. Did you hear that click? This wrist is clicking a lot, and now it's not clicking, making me look really bad. Right, where was my point? God knows. It's hard to be cute for me. It's hard for me to be cute. Even though my default setting is kind of cute. Apart from when I'm threatening people. Mostly the banshee. Potential murderer. I'm fucking this. I'm a cat. Oh, see, it's hard to be cute, but it's easier to make it, like, you know? God, I'm so fucking shy. It's so fucking stupid. What the fuck?
To make something sexy, all you do is you switch from... Okay, I don't know if this is chest voice or what. You have to talk from your belly. That sounds so fucking weird. It's not like belly dancing, I swear. I did... No, shut up. You can get classes in lots of things. Don't ask. But you're going to ask. Don't ask. You have to speak from lower down. So this is normal, awkward, whatever. And then you push down. I can't do it.
I can't do it. It's so awkward. Oh, God, you can't breathe through your fucking hands. Well, you can, but it's weird. Oh, it's so awkward. Sorry.
This is probably the first time I've probably said probably in a while. Probably.
No other words, I swear.
What's the fucking sentence? I'm a cat, okay. Swicking my hair around? What the flicking and swicking? Ew! No! I'm weird. But cute-ish. I'm a cat. I don't know. Okay, so make that sexy. I think it's too short a sentence to be sexy. I don't think... I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. Nope. No. No. I'm a meow. Okay, now I can do this. Oh, maybe if I do it with my... Is it easy to be sexy with your glasses on or off? I'm a cat. Okay, actually, I'm more serious with my glasses on. I think it's because I can see. I'm a cat. That was meant to be a minute long. Just, hey, there's audio tomorrow. So sorry. Wow. Okay. I was resting my jaw in my hands and that kind of restricted. I'm very... No. Okay, never mind. If I can't do this with a three-word sentence, it's going to be hard to do it for fucking 15 scripts. I'm a Japanese horror girl.
Don't do that. You haven't drunk water. You'll fuck your throat.
Okay. I'm a cat. No. I'm a cat. I'm a cat. No. God, have I ever gotten out to be sexy? Probably, let's be honest now. Now I'm doing it again where you can't even talk because your jaw's so locked down. That's one thing I've learnt as a... Sorry, I was about to do a big head flick and then I remembered I'm wearing my glasses. That doesn't really work. Give me a minute. If you're a content creator who hasn't created any fucking content, because, yeah, if you are a content creator, a voice actress, or a voice actor, whatever, if you do this, a mobile jaw will help you, one, eat your enemies. I'm not a cannibal. Will help you, alpha? It will help you be expressive. When you lock your jaw down, so if you put your, bracket your jawline with your hand and then try and talk while applying pressure up more, you'll notice it. Oh, did you hear that click? Oh, I can hear so many clicks in my... I might have applied too much pressure. Okay, what were we doing? Oh, yes. I was about to be sexy, but it wasn't working. I'm a cat. I'm a cat. Sexy feline. Sexy feline. Why is there acoustic foam on my wardrobe? Did I put acoustic foam in my wardrobe? Why is one missing? Sorry, distracted. But why is there acoustic foam in my wardrobe? Oh, okay, yeah, I put it there. Who else? Breathe out awkwardness. Breathe in sexy feline. Breathe out awkwardness. Breathe in sexy feline. It's when I talk, it's on a breath, so it's not exactly breathe in sexy feline. Sorry, I haven't really giggled in a while. And I find myself endlessly entertaining. Or not, I don't know. It's been very, very intense. Oh, hospitals are exhausting. No, they really are. They really, really are. I hate hospitals. I generally avoid doctors. I just think that throughout my life, I mean, I've had things go wrong with me. Wow, that makes me sound like a fucking car. Don't, just stick together. I've had surgeries and shit and stuff. But I hate, I don't hate doctors, I just hate doctors. It's not a case of hate, it's just a case of, what's the polite word for hate? I just don't like to be a fuss. I think, this is gonna sound so bad. I'm kind of in a house of, two hypochondriacs, if that's the word. I think that is the word. And it's hard when someone's really determined to be the sickest person in the room. There's no oxygen. It's hard to breathe. And also, fuck, this is the worst thing. When the receptionist gets to know your surname because you're related to someone who is a giant hypochondriac, that's close to it. Fuck it, let's move on. And you get this sense of the look. They'll look at you when you say your name. Ugh, I hate that. I fucking hate that. So I trend. That was a. I was going to say tend or try, and I thought just whack them together. I try not to go to the doctor. I really don't. Unless it's really serious. Really serious. But yeah, hospitals are so intense. Especially when, you know, when you take one person to hospital and you have to be there for one person, you're not actually there for one person, you're there for everyone, and everyone else has. My mother just got oxygen, by the way. I mean, we actually now have a big barrel of oxygen that we can refill her little oxygen tank with. And I really want to blow it up because, oh, it would be great. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why I just told you that. But yeah, when you're dealing with multiple things, it's just, it doesn't stop. I mean, something has to stop. Obviously, I stopped recording. Oh, I'm so bad to you. I'm so bad. I'm not even a Catholic, by the way. I'm C of E all the way since I was born, Church of England. But I've got this heavy, inherited Catholic guilt. It's amazing. That shit just transcends. Okay, no, I don't like where this is going. No, I'm a cat. but yeah, hospitals are just generally intense, and when you have to deal with someone who can't regulate, and they get scared and over emotional, it's, you kind of section yourself off. And I'm already at the back of the queue, and I feel, you're gonna get audio, you're gonna get fucking audio. I hate this. I hate letting you down, and I keep doing, oh, I'm gonna give myself a little back to the Japanese horror girl. Well, the Korean horror girl, I mean, that was more dinosaur than horror girl there. I'm a dinosaur. I'm a cat. I'm a crazy. God, I just can't catch a break. Do you want to know what I have been doing? Well, I've been in various waiting rooms for people. But there's been assessments for other people as well. I've been reading. But, some of my choices in reading material are questionable. I remember there was one novel which, oh, it was not what I thought. And I ended up texting the Banshee about it. Give me a minute, I have to scroll back. Okay, shit, fucking nuts to the fuckhole. I thought it was like your normal romance, because if you're in a hospital waiting room, I do not advise reading anything that's too dramatic or intensive or that you have to pay attention to, because that's not good. But somehow this it turned out there was a sea monster who was posing as a human, and then the other person was their mate but didn't know it, and they were seducing them in both forms. I mean, apparently they were a very sexy sea monster. I don't know, okay? I don't know. I didn't expect that. That was not in the blurb. But apparently if I had made the effort to read the reviews, I would... God, I'm looking at these messages and they're so, so weird. Okay. So I was thrown at this point because suddenly it was, hey, sea monster, sexy sea monster. Okay, I mean, I've recorded my share of weird audios. I was okay with it, but it was just so weird. And the texts are reflective of that. First text. I think there will be fish sex in this chapter. They are in a cave. This is the second message. And the next message is all in capitals with an emoji of a fish. Fish sex time! Exclamation point. And then we have more like fish fondling. Disappointing. I don't want fish sex. The build up was, it was slow burn, yo. It was so slow burn. Next, it was disappointing because finally I thought there's going to be some sort of the main fucking character, the protagonist, was so fucking dumb. It's like, you have fucking fins, mate. Your skin's turning blue. Fuck you. The next one is no fish sex yet, but there was. Let's just start from the top, okay? I think there will be fish sex in this chapter. They're in a cave! Fish sex time! More like fish fondling. Disappointing. Next message. No fish sex yet, but there was. No fish sex yet, but there was butt stuff where they turned fishy halfway through. Next message. He is pregnant! Caviar time! And then the last message on this particular novel was, update on the fish sex, ... unexpected tentacles. I got no replies to any of these messages. Just no reply. And I don't think it's unreasonable to expect a reply when you're texting your banshee about fish sex. Yeah, so waiting rooms. The perfect place to read novels with surprise fish sex and no, not disappointing fish sex and then tentacles. Seriously though. I'm a cat. There's audio tomorrow. And live streams this week. Yay! No, I do mean yay. That sounds so bad. I'm acting like a fucking. I don't know what I'm acting like. Oh god, how long have I been recording for? 22 minutes. What the fuck? It's fine. Unlike the fish sex, which was disappointing because it was just fish fondling. I'm gonna have to work that into an audio. Oh, I don't want to. I don't want to because it got so weird. It got so weird. There were eggs. Ooh! Nope! Nope. But apparently, sea monsters are sexy. God, imagine if someone turned fishy halfway through. Oh, that'd be. God, that must be so traumatizing. You know, you're having sex with someone that you like, suddenly you're both turning into fish, and then you're pregnant. Would the tentacles make it better or worse? I didn't actually finish the book. Maybe I should report back. Oh god. What else could actually happen? Like a fishy threesome? Also, oh no. Now I'm. No! Nope, 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 nope. So yes, audio tomorrow. Today we'll just settle down for a nice little meltdown about tentacles and... Okay, these are three words. Yeah, I just had to count the words that I never thought I would say. Prehensile, fish, penis. Sorry. Not sorry. Actually, I am sorry because it was disturbing. It was disturbing. It was so disturbing. It was so disturbing. And yet, disappointing. That's why they added the tentacles.